From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A federal appeals court has issued a temporary stay of a lower court decision allowing gays to serve openly in the military. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports the panel's ruling allows the Pentagon to keep enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for now, while the court decides whether to issue a longer stay.
It was a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit which temporarily blocked the lifting of the military's policy of prohibiting openly gay troops. Elizabeth Hillman, a professor at the UC Hastings Law School and a opponent of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, says the stay is unfortunate and will create confusion since the Pentagon had already started accepting openly gay recruits.
But here's the Department of Justice arguing that it's impossible for the military to do this. It will destroy the armed forces. It will cause irreparable harm. There's no evidence that's the case, but that's what they're arguing, and that's what the Ninth Circuit bought.
The three-judge panel will decide next week whether to extend the temporary stay. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
The Pentagon is telling Congress it wants to sell $60 billion worth of military aircraft and weapons to Saudi Arabia. The proposed sale includes F-15 fighter jets, attack helicopters, radar systems, and satellite-guided bombs. Congress will have 30 days to review the sale. Lawmakers are expected to deal with the proposal when they return to Washington for a lame duck session after the election. President Obama is calling on Democrats to, in his words, defy conventional wisdom in the upcoming elections that could shift the balance of power in Congress. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president is in the midst of a campaign blitz through some key western states.
This is the president's last major campaign trip before the midterm elections, and his goal is to boost Democratic excitement. Mr. Obama started in Portland, Oregon, with a rally for Democrat John Kitzhaber, who's running for Oregon governor against Republican Chris Dudley.
There's always somebody out there saying, no, you can't. But in 2 weeks, you've got a chance to say, yes, we can.
Over the next few days, Mr. Obama will campaign for Democratic candidates in Washington State, California, Nevada, and Minnesota. The highest profile candidate on this week's agenda is Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's fighting to hold on to his Nevada Senate seat against a challenge from Tea Party favorite Sharon Angle. Mr. Obama will campaign for Reid in Las Vegas on Friday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Toyota says it's recalling more than 1.5 million cars, about half of them in the United States, for possible brake system and fuel pump problems. The recall affects Lexus, Avalon, and some other models. Among the issues prompting the move are faulty brake master cylinder seals and fuel pump wiring problems. Most of the vehicles have the master cylinder problem, which a Toyota spokesman says could lead to weaker braking power. Over the past year, Toyota has recalled more than 10 million cars and trucks for a range of problems, including gas pedals that stuck. This is NPR News from Washington. Military prosecutors may wrap up their case today against the Army psychiatrist accused of killing 13 people at Fort Hood, Texas, nearly a year ago. The hearing underway there is to determine if there's enough evidence to proceed to a court-martial for Major Nidal Hassan. The hearing officer has said he wanted to hear from all 32 of those wounded in the rampage. Hassan has been charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder. NPR senior news analyst Juan Williams has been terminated by the network. NPR's David Folkenflik reports the move comes following provocative statements Williams made about Muslims on the Fox News channel.
Juan Williams' presence on the largely conservative and often contentious primetime talk shows of Fox News has long been a sore point with NPR news executives. His status was earlier shifted from staff correspondent to an analyst after he took clear-cut positions about public policy on television and in newspaper opinion pieces. On Monday, Williams told Fox News' Bill O'Reilly that he often became nervous when seeing fellow airline passengers in Muslim garb or identifying themselves primarily as Muslims. Those remarks sparked protest from such groups as the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Last night, NPR said it had given Williams notice. It thanked Williams for his years of service, but said his remarks, quote, undermined his credibility as a news analyst for NPR. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Eight current and former officials of Bell California are set to be arraigned this morning in Los Angeles Superior Court. They face charges of misappropriation of public funds for allegedly skimming millions of dollars from the coffers of the suburban community where many residents live in poverty. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.